Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Okay, I got a question in. It's very important. And it comes in from Carol, well, on behalf of her son Connor. So Carol says, the wondrous worlds of children and their imagination can throw up many things, mainly what's, why's and how's, Dave. Sometimes we cannot answer and we resort to Ask Dave. Here's hoping he can help. Last Saturday, my 8-year-old son Connor made his first Holy Communion. Congratulations, Connor. It was a great day, so Connor and I went to Mass the following morning. It was on our way out of the church that the question was raised, why is the communion bread round? This is something that never crossed my mind, but hopefully you can answer Connor's question. Many thanks, Carol Creevan.
I'd love to have that kind of curiosity.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I have never thought about that once in my life as to why it's round. Now, interestingly, there's very little information specifically about the shape of communion hosts. There's lots of symbolism of the host in the Catholic faith. And there's also lots of information about the ingredients of the bread. It must be unleavened bread, okay? Have you ever heard that in the Bible?
Yes.
So unleavened bread is bread that doesn't contain any yeast, okay? So that way it doesn't rise, and funnily enough, gives us flat breads as a result, okay? So tortillas, pizza bases, focaccias, they're all flat breads. And then there are leavened flatbreads as well. So as usual with these things, it's not quite as simple as it seems. But they have pockets. So pita breads and naan breads are also flatbreads, but they're leavened flatbreads. But it must be unleavened, right? And bread, if you think about bread in terms of certainly Catholic faith, it has huge connotations. Jesus referred to himself as the bread of life. The cross cut in many sourdough loaves, it was actually an ancient reference to the crucifixion cross. Now it's obviously, it helps it bake in a certain way, whatever, but that was where it originally came from.
I know that.
And then flatbreads have been buried with bodies for food in the afterlife. And there's so many more traditions in relation to religion. But at the beginning of the formation of the Catholic Church, flatbreads were baked and shared as the representation of Jesus' body in the sacrament of the Eucharist, which is exactly what Connor went through there in his communion over the weekend. And flatbreads are traditionally, around the world, baked round. They're just, they're circles, right? So another word for the communion host is the particle. I didn't realize that until I did some research. And this comes from breaking the round bread into parts.
Okay.
That's why it's called the particle. And they were shared around. So this continued into the recent past. I mean, maybe, I don't know how many, but like decades and decades and decades ago, when the sheer numbers attending masses meant that a mass-produced, all the puns intended.
Keep your bad jokes to Tuesdays and Thursdays, Dave.
But a mass-produced host needed to be manufactured for the amount of people going to mass. So they made these huge round flatbreads and imprinted them with holy inscriptions and symbols and whatever. And then they would be broken up into, given to people. But then over time that process was refined. And they made individual ones, which is now what we get.
Mm-hmm.
You get the individual ones, and the priest has a slightly bigger one, if you ever remember him holding it up over his head.
Yeah,
or whatever. It's slightly bigger, and then you'd crack it in half, whatever. But that the one you get when you go up is round. And the reason it's retained its circular shape over the centuries is effectively just history. So Greek flatbreads were first, but pizza bases in ancient Rome, South American tortillas, the Mayans and all them had them, corn tortillas. They're all circular because the ancient baking tradition followed into the religious baking tradition.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, Carol, to answer Connor's question, the reason that the communion hosts are circular around is because it represents the bread that would have been baked at the time that Jesus was around and that the Catholic Church was being formed a couple of hundred years later, whenever it was, that the flatbreads, round flatbreads, were a thing. So it made sense for the round bread to continue. And then when they manufactured the process and made it into the way it is now, they just figured they'd keep the circle.
Yeah, what'd you call it now? Did you just say that? In terms of like what? That's not bread we're eating.
It's the host.
But what is it?
Well, what are the ingredients like? It's just water, like, flour, and salt. It is a bread. It's just a very dry.
That is a bread.
It is a bread. Mm-hmm. It is a bread. It's just not bread like
I don't know where the correlation is between naan and that. Their cafeterias maybe need to look. I'm just saying.
If you could walk up and get like a Peshwari naan with raisins and cinnamon or something in it, like I think a lot more people would be going to mass.
I will say, I was on holidays in Seville late last year, and Seville's very, very Catholic. Mm. And we went into, happened upon this shop, and we went in, and you couldn't take photographs or anything, but you could buy, it's obviously where all the priests go to buy their robes and everything.
Okay, right.
Incredible. And they had, and it kind of, I don't want to say burst my bubble a bit, but I was like, oh, they just had bags and bags and bags of communion bread.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it just comes in a bag.
But it does come in a bag.
Like, but like as in a bag where you can buy bags of penny sweets.
Is it you go in and get like, I'll take, these robes and I'll take four bags of communion house, thanks to me, under my arm off I go to
the mass. But think about it, of course, because it's all symbolism and look, whatever you believe, I may or may not believe absolutely anything, but... You know, think about it. It's the process of making it holy in the Eucharist.
Yes, of course.
That makes it. But of course, it has to be mass produced.
I did once get. I went to mass in my. I went to a convent school, and we had mass in the chapel in the convent, and it was proper old school. They broke up, but I got a lump of communion, and it was huge, and it was all pointy, and I couldn't chew it. It was just sitting in my mouth, and all the teachers looking. I was like, "This is going nowhere."
You have to wait until it dissolves.
I know when you get it stuck, and you're in mass, and you get it stuck in the top of your mouth.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.